As Chris Hiriak enters the greenhouse he runs with the kids at Mablevale Middle School in Little Rock, he switches off the classical music he plays for the plants when he's absent.
Kids aren't quite convinced if I'm crazy or if I really mean it.
Rows of tomatoes and salad greens grow even in the dead of winter with the help of gas heaters in the greenhouse. It's the first year of the school garden. Earlier in the fall, kids helped dig up about a half acre in the school's courtyard for vegetable beds.
The kids have done an awesome job, so we have lots of fresh organic food growing out of what was formerly Bermuda sod.
Hiriak will get a lot of help next school year when the first five members of Food Corps are expected to arrive. They'll help put fresh food into school lunches instead of mystery meat.
I've been working in this field for about 5 years.
Deborah Eschmeyer works with the National Farm to School Network.
And the one thing I get repeatedly are, I love the idea of school gardens, and I love the idea of farm to school, but you know, our budgets are tight, and we just don't have this labor to pull it off. Now we have the answer. We're creating Food Corps.
Food Corps is a new AmeriCorps program starting next year. It'll place members into public schools around the country, working for a small stipend, trying to create healthier meals. Arkansas was chosen as one of the startup Food Corps sites. Volunteers will work with the Delta Garden Study, an initiative already underway with the Children's Hospital Research Institute. Ray J. Robinson is one of the eighth graders who's been working at the pilot garden.
We're learning how, instead of just going to the store and depending on other people to make our own food, how we can grow it just in our backyard. And we're learning how little things affect big things.
The Delta Study has developed a curriculum that teaches kids science as they work in the garden, so no instruction time is lost.
I never really thought about it until I got to the garden.
Did your family ever have a garden growing up?
No, but this summer, if I get the chance, I'm going to have a garden.
Have you told your parents about this?
I'm going to let it be a surprise.
Hiriak says the kids so far aren't turning up their noses at the veggies that are harvested. But school cafeterias still have trouble getting fresh food into their menus.
It's the cost. It's processing all the produce. Some of it is storage. Cold storage is not available. Trucks come to Mablevale Magnet Middle School every morning to deliver foods that have to be cooked that day.
Hiriak wants to put a salad bar in the school cafeteria. He thinks the school garden can supply it during the warmer months.
At other times of year, during the winter, we'll probably have to buy from some local producers.
That's where the Food Corps members could really help, coordinating with local farmers. Schools are seen as a good intermediate step for growers wanting to sell more than just a few pounds of carrots at a time. But Hiriak says the framework just isn't there right now.
It's hard to ask a small farmer that has 5 acres to make a guarantee on a specific date that they can deliver. And if they don't have the insurance to back it up, like some of the big food companies do, that can present a huge challenge for them.
Leaders of the farm-to-school movement want Food Corps to grow into a major labor pool dedicated to better school meals. Chris Hiriak is already seeing rewards straight from the kids, the ones he plays classical music to in the garden.
I had a student come to me the other day and he said, "Chris, I really like this music." And I was like, "Why?" He's like, "Because the plants are growing and I'm growing too. I'm learning to like different things." And I was like, "That's awesome."